Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast.
Today I have Clint Rutkus and Michael Crump. They are technical product managers at Microsoft who look after the Universal Windows platform. You can find Clint on Twitter at Clint Rutkus and Michael at MB Crump, and I'll put both of those on the show page to make it easy. Clint, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing very, very well. Let me just say hi to Michael. Michael and I go back a long way, back to Telerik days. How are you, Michael?
I am doing wonderful. And how are you?
Good. Very good. Happy to have both of you here. The driving force today is Windows Template Studio. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is and who it's for and what drove the development of it?
Sure. I'll take the lead here. The key thing here is it's for anyone, whether you're a pro dev or a starter, brand new to UWP development, it works for anyone. So taking it a step back, what it is it's a strong foundational start point to create your application. So it's a wizard-based extension for Visual Studio that, by selecting a couple different options, will programmatically generate a application for you with the options you want, and it's a strong starting point for your application. So then you can pick and choose past the starting point what you want. So way back in the day, we used to have file new templates, but the file new templates had a bunch of items that maybe you didn't want, or like the data bound template would use a modeling system that may not be your modeling system that you wanted to move forward with. So what we did was we partnered with a bunch of community members and framework developers. So we've partnered with Laurent for MVVM Lite to directly be sure that what we generate is world-class code and code that you'll want to use.
Wait, let me interrupt you. Sorry. I feel like we're coming in the middle. This is for building UWP applications specifically?
Yes. It is for UWP.
Okay, so I'm a developer, and I want to create a UWP application. I sit down in Visual Studio, and with this V6 installed, I can say file new template and get your templates.
Yes, and again, going back to what Clint was just talking about just a second ago, is that a current experience was obviously going to a blank app where they would have to pull in a lot of these pages and features and frameworks by themselves. But now they can simply download the installer, go into Visual Studio, go to the Visual C# node, and then Universal Windows Apps, and they'll be able to scaffold an application containing the pages, frameworks, and features that they would like.
Okay, and the people who are doing this they're developing for UWP, but that's all they're developing for, right? The goal here is, or the target here is, for people who are building a UWP application, but nothing else.
Yes, if you are targeting the Universal Windows platform, that is what this is designed for. So if there is, maybe, for example, you're looking for PC and you want to use maybe IoT or maybe Surface devices or even Xbox, this would be a solution for you.
Clint, I interrupted you, and I apologize for that.
Oh, no worries. I think that was fantastic to help level set.
Great. I'll ask you, Clint, then. You're giving me a template and a set of options. How many options do I end up with, or is it very prescriptive?
It's kind of pick and choose your own adventure is the best way I could position it. So the first page in our wizard is basically viewed as setting the foundation of your app. What do you want to build out? So the first one is, what is your project type? So what's the big pillar of how your users will navigate your app? So the three options we currently have are a navigation pane. Some people may know this as a hamburger menu. The next option is a pivot tab or a blank canvas. So pick and choose what you want. We're not going to make any assumptions for how you want to build your app. From there, then we pick framework. So whether you want to use MVVM Lite, CodeBehind, or we also have a generic MVVM implementation as well. The entire project is open source as well. So if there's something else that a framework developer feels like 100% I want to be in this, we're happy to have the discussion and contributions to add those in.
And did I understand that Laurent was involved in the development of the MVVM Lite option?
Yeah, so we worked directly with him. So we wanted to be sure that what was produced, he had insight and visibility into it. And we were picking and choosing best practices. So his framework is implemented in the way it should be implemented. And the folder structure and the code and how everything is interacting is how it should act.
And I think it's important here, going back to that generated code. And I've said this a couple of times, like, you know, already, but in other conversations, not this one, but that generated code in general by developers, you know, anytime you hear the word generated code, it's like, oh no, not one of those. That is where, you know, that conversation about adding in Laurent, you know, to help out with MVVM is that we want to get that right. We want to be able to generate just the right amount of code that's going to help you, you know, get your project, you know, to the next level. But we don't want to add too much code where you get lost. You created this project and you go inside and you're like, I don't know where, you know, there's so much code here, you know, and kind of going back to maybe even like the front page days, if you remember those. Too much code was kind of scary. It was like, oh gosh, I don't even know how this is wired up. So yeah, it's that careful balance of just enough code, but not too much.
I take it that this is a somewhat opinionated system in that you're providing not only templates, but some amount of developer guidance.
Yeah. So anywhere that you would want potentially additional guidance, or like if you picked, going back to actually, let's take a step back here and talk about the second page of the wizard here. So we talked about the framework and the project type. From there, once you click next, you get a list of pre-built pages that you could add into your application. And that would be like a map page, a master detail page. We also have a settings page. So you pick those, and along with features such as suspend and resume, background tasks, toast notifications, et cetera, et cetera. So from there, once you've generated your app, we have to-dos for, like, if you pick the map page, you need to put in a Bing Map API key. So we tell you exactly what the line of code is, along with where to get it as a to-do action inside of Visual Studio. So you have your task list, and we have a pre-list of areas where you as a developer are going to have to go in. Now, going to the topic of the fine line of not doing enough and not doing too much. So an example would be the settings page. We have theming support built in, but you may want to use a string setting or an integer-based setting. So what we go ahead and do is we link to our GitHub page and talk about how you can implement additional settings. So we don't want to have you to remove code, but at the same time, we want to be helpful and give you proper guidance on ways you could go about doing it.
Okay, I think I understand that. How much can I adapt or modify or put in my own tweaks to your template?
Yeah, so just think, this has just created an application for you. And once that application is created, obviously, if you're referring to items and pages and things like that, you know, you can add in any of those pages to Visual Studio. Again, this is just that starting point. Are you referring a little bit more to the actual templates themselves, and how can you tweak those?
Right. In other words, I've done two or three of these, and there's this one part that I'm constantly correcting. Can I change the template in some way?
Absolutely. So one key thing, going back to the open source comment there, was that everything from the generation wizard to the actual templates themselves, they are open source. If there is a template that you would like to tweak and you would like to make it your own, we absolutely encourage that. And we would love, you know, for you to have like pull request of something that maybe you would like to add to the project. We have some guidelines, some contribution guidelines referring to that. But I think the thing here is that we want you to be able to make this your own, regardless if you are, you know, in, you know, a smaller organization, or maybe you're in a government, you know, healthcare industry where maybe you couldn't, you know, use some of the templates as is. You can always fork the project, create your own installer, and then create your own templates. If it's for a closed environment or if it's for an open environment, you could submit a pull request. We could review it and make sure that it is community led, and we could add it into the main project.
One of the things I noticed that you brought up twice is that it supports MVVM Lite, but I think you said that there's also another MVVM template. Can you tell me the difference between those two?
I'll let Michael take this one.
Yeah. So MVVM, if we go back to kind of the early days, you remember the MSDN, there was an MSDN magazine or maybe just a document where we first heard Josh Smith talking about MVVM. So his was the absolute purest form of what you can do with and how you can create this true MVVM pattern without using any type of third-party controls. And I think that may be the easiest way to explain it is that instead of using, you know, something like MVVM Lite, which contains, you know, things like helper classes and makes it a little bit easier and more easier to read and just able to use, there is those companies that are not able to use third-party libraries. And again, I'm coming from the healthcare space where we could not use MVVM Lite. So we would, you know, so-called roll our own, which is we would just use, you know, the basic, you know, purest form of MVVM.
Yeah, and then on top of just the MVVM, the basic slash generic implementation, we also have code behind as well. So imagine you're a Win32 developer that's used to WinForm development. This would be that model that you probably would want to take if that's what you're used to.
So I have the option of after this is set up of falling into more of a WinForm approach.
Yeah.
And the other piece there is that also code behind. We know that there are developers that, you know, they're used to using code behind, double clicking on a button, for example, and there's the event handler right behind there. And, you know, they can, you know, add in, you know, start adding in some of their code. And for those really smaller projects and a lot of projects that I've worked on that were, you know, 3 to 5 pages, MVVM may not be a solution for you. You may want something that's, you know, a little bit more simpler. And code behind is obviously an option that's there for you. And we also have, we have that available for you to use.
Now, I know that Build is coming up next week. Is this something that, I mean, it's open source, so I don't really know if you do an unveiling of a product that's open source, but when will this be officially blessed and released by Microsoft?
So Build is actually when we will open up the repo and along with put it into the Visual Studio gallery. So from Visual Studio, you can just search the official gallery, look for Windows Template Studio and install it from there. And we're going to open up the GitHub itself to the public. So right now, it's because we're talking to you before Build, it's open to a couple community members along with a couple Microsoft employees to help build it out and be sure that we're building out a very consolidated, tight implementation right now. And then come 5.11, when we publicly release it at Build, we're hoping tons of different ideas and potential. Hopefully there's no issues, but if there are issues, we can track them and address them as they come up. You could either go to the GitHub page, which will be we have a little redirect, so it's aka.ms/WTS. So they go there and that will redirect to our GitHub page. Or if they want to, that from just built into Visual Studio, go to your tools and then the extensions option, search for Windows Template Studio, and you'll find us and you click install and everything is plug and play.
I assume there's a page somewhere where folks can learn a good bit more about this and explore some of the options?
It goes back to our GitHub page. We have a pretty healthy amount of documentation already built out. So going from how do you install it all the way to here is how our template generation works and the file structure to that entire implementation to here's how you could extend out your pages that are created with the generator.
Along with that documentation that Clint is mentioning there, again, you know, talking about everything kind of being open source, that's also, you know, there where we accept, you know, if there's something that you would like to change or you would like to contribute, or maybe there's a part that could be better or more easily understood, we also, you know, would accept pull requests inside the documentation.
I have to admit that Michael gave me a sneak peek and it was very, very cool. It looked and felt like it was part of the standard Visual Studio setup for templates. I think you guys did a tremendous job, and it'll be very interesting to see how UWP programmers respond to it. Certainly, somebody just getting started with UWP, I think, is going to find this a really great on-ramp.
And that's our hope, is both pros and beginners to UWP should feel like this just as a natural extension to their workflow. And you said, I'd just like to point out that it's not just me and Michael building this. There was also a team in Madrid that was fantastic to help build it out, along with community members like Matt Lacey and James Croft were amazing at helping find some interesting bugs, along with had fantastic feature requests. So it's not just us inside of our like little Microsoft bubble. We work directly with the community from start until release of being sure what is being made is something they would use.
And going back into that is that also one of the things that we found with developers is that once they actually create an application, is a lot of the times they may kind of forget or kind of worry about some of the design aspects of things. Such as if I created, a navigation pane, how many pixels over does this need to be? Does this color, does this color work or does this color not work? What should be the font type? What about the weight? And a couple of these other things. And that's where we also are working with our own internal design team, that whenever you create an application, that out of the box, we have went ahead and scaffolded that application to adhere to those design guidelines to make sure that your app not only is that skeleton of an app that you kind of need, but it also has the design aspect of it taken care of as well. So that app will automatically start snapping great to the smaller screens, to even some of your larger screens like Xbox.